Morning brief for the U.S. grain markets, December 8th, 7:22 a.m. Eastern Time. Decided to do an audio here. Probably do audios until we get to the Friday or weekend weekly update video. All right, in the corn market, did some research last night trying to reevaluate what's going on with China global and South America versus domestic demand and domestic speculation. And interesting enough, in the corn market, the model's saying, you know, I warned you of some characteristics like 2015, 2016, when in the fall months and early winter, we ran into some unusual lengthy level two moves. They were also a bit choppy, flaky, where they would give you a bullish signal and then just run out of ammunition, if you will, and then give you a bearish signal, but also run out. It was just like they didn't want to do anything, but in general, it was kind of a firm market. And then I got to thinking what I pointed out yesterday with the level twos running extremely long all year long here in the wheat market. And I think I get it due more to the upside and the bullishness, okay? They just didn't know when to give up as like past years. And I think it is something that's been developing wheat for 5 to 7 years here. But I got thinking, well, that could create an influence in corn. And so pretty much came up with a scenario. It's possible the level two top was placed 2 weeks ago with a level three top that I showed you yesterday. And if that's the case, then I think the market wants to go lower into February, okay, at least into mid to late January. And this is nothing but like a knee-jerk reaction as part of a trading range of a topping process. And the market should be topping now for a level three, meaning it ought to put an end to that topping process, or could. And therefore, I think it's going to respect the high of 2 weeks ago. So I'm going to, this is tricky. I hate to do this because I just flipped saying, oh, we got this different pattern and the corn markets can stay up into late December. That's still on the table, but it's now a very close second, meaning we really don't know, okay, which it is. But I'm flipping back towards the idea that really the level two just lasted longer than we thought, longer than normally do. And a rare occurrence of like 10% or less of the time in 100 years. But it is what it is. And if that's the case, this market's not going any higher. This market is preparing to go lower. Run your technical point and figure charts on this range over the past 5 weeks, and you probably have built some sizable downside potential. And to me, the pattern looks a little more bearish than bullish, but it could be just a trading range before going higher for maybe a considerable amount of time. I realize the market is watching Brazil, both corn and soybeans, and they're getting a little concerned that maybe something's easing in there. We're seeing damage in southern Brazil, corn, beans, okay? Maybe it's going to get worse. But if this forecast is correct, we're actually going to be relieved in the next 4 weeks, meaning they're probably going to get some rains in the ripe areas, and they're probably going to say, you know, we got some bad fields out there, but we don't have a problem crop, okay? And I think that's how it's all going to work out. But I got to warn you, maybe I should just stick with that idea. No, they got to try to push this higher into Christmas, meaning they may sell it now for level three, okay? And then they're going to bounce it, okay, going into about Christmas time, only to sell it again on into February. And the only way we're going to be wrong on all of this is that we actually have a complication from an escalating La Nina event, okay? And it could happen, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's okay to probe selling this market right here, right now. I think it's a level three top, but it can hang in there until early next week. And I had said it would probably top this week. I think it still can top this week. But it's looking like it's kind of lazy, like no one really wants to sell this thing. But at the same time, no one wants to pay any more than current prices. I don't think it's a supply issue where they're hitting the market hard with heavy supply. I think it's more the demand saying, I don't want to pay any higher than this. But I'm a little concerned eventually the supply comes to market. Maybe not until after the first of the year, but I think it's coming to market. So look for reasons to sell this level three, because there might be just a little more downside going into next week. And even if I'm wrong and it stays range bound, if that level two was actually a couple of weeks ago, this next level three rally going into Christmas time really isn't going to take it any higher than where we are now. It's not going to take it to a new high for the year. So we may have time to probe this and work at this, but I think I'm going with the idea somehow, some way, this market's going lower into February, at least into late Jan. So I think the current high here, November to December, is going to hold. It's not going any higher. I think it's just range bound at the moment, but watch Monday's low. If it takes out Monday's low, that's a sign of a level three downtrend and a little bit of a sign that maybe we're right and we can start this move down lower in February. Won't know for sure on that February move to takes out last week's low, and that's too low for me. I don't want to miss out on that. Some people would be very comfortable in some of these funds. It's amazing to me how much they'll risk and how late they'll get in on a move. They may turn bearish taking out last week's low and risk a lot and stick with it. And I do think last week the funds backed out of some stuff here. I'm surprised, however, how well the market actually held up. All right. And wondering who's buying this. It seems to me it can only be the commercials, but I'm not concerned. I'm kind of concerned the commercials don't want to pay any more than they have to. I think we're getting adequate supplies right here, right now. The key is who's going to blink first. Okay, does the supply suddenly dry up and the buy side needs more? Probably going to try to push it up into Christmas. Don't need it, probably going down, and it's pretty much over that we've seen the high for a while. Okay, and of course, some of this has got to relate to what's going on. I would say Brazil and a little bit of Argentina is probably the most important thing to watch. I could care less whether China's buying lots of corn or not. And the same thing with soybeans. All right, now let's move on to soybeans then. Now, in soybeans, it's down 10 cents. I almost sold it last night, wished I had. Level 3 top 2 days ago, okay? It's over. It's going down into next week, all right? And it could fully retrace the rally you've seen in the last 4 or 5 days. It's overbought. It's rolling over. It's got sell signals. I'm calling at least a level 2 top. I forget what it is now. I don't have it on my daily chart. But I told you it can top this week, all right, and I think it has, and it's probably going lower into January, okay, and yes, it can rebound on us, and yes, it can be trading range for a while before it gets rather serious. Looking at the global markets, I don't think anybody's truly betting on a serious La Nina problem in the global markets or the U.S. market. They're just kind of thinking about it, wondering about it. I think they're going to sell the beans, and if they're selling the beans, there can't really be a serious La Nina problem. So if you missed it, and you can probably still sell it here. Where do you put a stop? Do you need a close stop in case it's a dramatic rebound? I don't know how to specifically trade this, but put me down as bearish beans in the next week. I think I gave you an alert yesterday on it anyway, so I called it. I think we're bearish beans in next week. I'm bearish beans into January. Corn could still hold up on me a little bit here, but I've got a feeling corn's just going to work lower into late January on into February. All right, now let's move on to the wheat market. I don't particularly care what I see in Europe. I think it's over for the Matif wheat, but I think it looks a little bit stronger than the U.S. So it's possible the U.S. leads the way lower. It's possible the Matif suddenly makes a big explosion, and the U.S. kind of gets a little excited and does a retracement rally, and then both actually go lower. For the most part, I think it's over and done with. I think the whole world's going to start backing wheat off into January to February. Wouldn't be surprised it'll be even lower by March, April, okay? So I believe we just seen a level three top yesterday in wheat. It was truncated, didn't really work. It started up, eased back, and then couldn't even pick its head up. I think it's overdone. It's going lower into next week. I think if you want to run a close stop, because let's face it, I could risk a lot in corn and beans to try to be right. But on wheat, I wouldn't want to risk a lot because it could just suddenly explode and then just suddenly crash. Okay. And So you got to take your chances. So I think stops above yesterday high are acceptable. If you get stopped out and it goes down again, just have to take another shot at it. Ultimately, yes, I think wheat's going. I think wheat's only worth 70, 60 or thereabouts in the Chicago SRW futures here for March. So bottom line is this could be a very slow, bearish, developing kind of move, especially over in the corn. And maybe wait, but I can just see the better attitude here is just assume everything's going lower into January, perhaps even into February. Okay. That's our calls until it takes out whatever the reason, the highest price is this week and the prior 2 weeks till it takes that out. I think it's over and done. And I flipped again and it doesn't look like there was any harm done of flipping to bullish. And expecting a little more rise, and now suddenly saying, no, we got a little more time, but it's not going to take the amount of time I thought. I'm flipping back to bearish. Bearish the grains into January, perhaps February. Manage your risks. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day, and talk to you tomorrow.